Okay, so we're getting down to productivity. You know what your vision is. So what we want to do with productivity is making sure that you're getting the right things done. And let me tell you, before we actually go into the very first exercise, remember all of these, this core content, execution plans, whatever you want to call them, are about you taking action. And you've already developed your vision, okay? And so if you don't have that, then you need to stop this video right now and go do that, because all of this is for naught if you don't understand what the vision is that you have for your life and for your business. But productivity, where people get it wrong, they think it's about efficiency. And what is efficiency? Well, it's good, but efficiency is doing something well. Okay, so if I were going to mow my lawn, making sure that I cut it, you know, even, and making sure that I got it done in the right time, that's efficiency. But what we're going to focus on here in productivity, a little bit on efficiency, but 90% of it on effectiveness. And what's the difference between efficiency and effectiveness? Well, effectiveness is doing the right thing. And for me, it doesn't make sense for me to be mowing the grass. That's not effective, no matter how efficient I can be with that time. An effective way for me is to not mow the grass and to outsource that. So that's just an analogy, the difference between effectiveness, doing the right thing, and efficiency, doing the right thing well. And that's what we're going to talk about here inside of productivity. Now, the very first thing that you're going to do is that we're going to get down to brass tacks to what it is that you should be doing. A guy by the name of Andy Stanley, who I think was quoting Howard Hendricks on this, said, only do what only you can do. And even if it's just you in your business right now, even if you never want to grow, there are some certain things that you can take advantage of inside of this very first activity, and that's a task audit. So here's what you're going to do. So get out your pencils and papers or your iPads or whatever that you're going to take notes with, because it's very important that we do this. What I want you to do is, over the course of the next 2 weeks, is I want you to keep tabs on every single thing that you do in terms of activity. You could check your email. You could check your bank balance. You could go and reconcile bank accounts. You can go and put in bank fees. You can present financial statements. You can go to a networking event. I mean, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different activities. And I want you to default to listing every single thing that you do rather than thinking, well, I don't do that so often. I don't care. I want you to fire up your favorite spreadsheet, Excel or Google Spreadsheets, which is my favorite, and start listing them out. That's all that you're going to do at first, is list out every single task that you do. And you're going to do that over the course of the next 2 weeks. Now, to give you a jump start on that, here's something that you can do. Go back through your last month or two worth of activities, to-do lists, however that you keep up with the things that you have to do, and list them out. Okay, so list out all the different things that you do. Okay, it could be in posting, going back to all that stuff. I'm not going to get into the minutiae. You know what you do day in and day out. And fire this up, put it into a spreadsheet, and every single row, put in that activity. That's all that you're going to do. But what we want to do is we want to make sure that we capture every single thing that we do on a month in, day in, week out basis. That's the very first step. Now, the reason that we're doing this task audit is to give you some insights into what it is that you should be doing. Go back to that original quote, only do what only you can do. And now that we've gotten, so that was your very first step, okay, very first step is to just list out all of your tasks. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to classify every single one of those activities, those tasks that you do. Okay. Now, I'm going to explain how you're going to categorize it, because there's four different categories. Okay. You could be incompetent, competent, excellent, or it could be a unique ability. Okay. And that's courtesy of strategic coach, Dan Sullivan. So let's talk about each of these categories that you're going to put beside. Incompetent, pretty self-explanatory. You do it, but you ain't very good at it. Probably not many of those, but I was surprised when I actually went through my task audit, I had a few of those, okay? So this is just saying what we're doing right now, we just want to classify all of these. So if you're incompetent, put it there. It's not very good and warm and fuzzy to say, oh my gosh, I'm incompetent at this, but it's going to yield a lot of results. The next thing is competent, all right? That means that you can do the task. You're not excellent at it. It doesn't charge you up. It may drain you a little bit, but you can do it, right? If you hired somebody to do the job that you were doing, you would say, yeah, they're competent. They're okay at it. Don't put on rose-colored glasses. Don't kick yourself in the butt on all of this. Just be honest with yourself. Okay, I'm incompetent at this, or I'm competent at it. I can do it, but others could do it a lot better than me. And then we're going to go to the next categories, which is excellent and unique abilities. Now, excellent means that you are excellent at it. You can do it, right? You can do it all day long. There's probably not a lot of people that can do it better than you. You may be the best at it in your organization. Of course, you may be the only one at it, but you're excellent at it. Now, you might ask me, okay, well, that's cool, but what's the difference between being excellent at it and a unique ability? A unique ability means that you're excellent at this, but it also charges you up. It gives you energy. You know that this is your purpose. So I know that Justin Boynton, who's one of our fellow instructors here, he talks about going to networking events really charges him up. He's excellent at it. So for him, that is a unique ability. For you, it might be something totally different. It might be explaining the financial statements to your clients. But let's go back and summarize where we are with this task audit right now. First thing that we've done is we've listed out all the things that we do, all the tasks. Next, we're going to go through and we're going to categorize it: incompetent, competent, excellent, or a unique ability. Now, as an added bonus, if you want, if you have somebody that knows you well inside of this business, great, get them to grade that. Get them to affirm that, yeah, that's you. A lot of us don't have that person, but if you do, if you have somebody that works along with you or a partner or somebody like that, it's great to get other people's input and maybe even to give them all the tasks and ask them to grade you on it. But that's bonus, and you get extra points for that and free recess time, all that. Now, you've gone through all of this. Now, here's probably the way in which you do that. You probably have too many unique abilities up there, okay? So after you've gone through and you've done your first blush, let it sit for a day or two and then come back, because at the end of the day, there should probably be 3 to 5 unique abilities that you have. Only 3 to 5, okay? Now, these are things, let's think 80-20. So there's a principle called the 80-20 rule, or Pareto's principle, which says that 80% of our results come from 20% of the inputs. 80% of the output comes from 20% of the things that we do. So in your business, the results that you get are mainly dependent upon the things that you have a unique ability to do or excellent. Going back to our example of Justin, if he goes to a networking event, starts speaking with a potential client, does a good job, follows up with them and lands them as a client for $1,000 a month and keeps them for 7 years, that's $84,000 worth of revenue and probably $50,000 to his bottom line. That's a unique ability. That is something that Justin should be doing. He should not be going out there and answering and deleting emails that should never come across, right? Something that he's competent in, but he can outsource. So, listed all of the things. We've gone through and we categorized them. Then we go back and we review our categories and we say, I can only have 3 to 5 unique abilities, okay? Now, excellent, we probably have more. Competent probably has the most in terms of numbers. So let's say that you had 100 tasks on there. You got 3 to 5 up here, maybe 10 on excellent, probably 50, 60 here, and then the rest of them would be incompetent. It's just me throwing things out there. So it kind of works like a hierarchy, right? At least the first three, very few as unique abilities. Excellent, you're going to have, you know, probably 10, 15, 20%. Competent is going to be the majority of them, and just a few in the incompetent sections right there. Okay, now we've done that. So really that's step one. We listed all of them out. Step number two is that we've categorized them, and step number three is that we've reviewed them. Now, in the next lesson, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how do we go and shake these off? How do we go and eliminate the things that we're incompetent and competent at and work on the things that the 20% of things that we do, the activities that get the results? So that's what we're going to work on in the next lesson.